This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Years ago, while out tending to my garden, I came across a 2-foot monster. It was long, thick, and green. It was an enormous zucchini squash. I had so many, I was begging people to take them. So then I just quit planting that prolific producer. But getting a hankering for my Chinese 5-spice zucchini bread and zoodles, I went in search at the grocery store. Apparently, everyone had the same idea. There were none to be found. Seriously? Apparently, I'll have to grow my own or go to my favorite farmer's market when the season opens. The issue in the garden is they sprawl like crazy. I have a picture on gardenbite.com of squash run amok. But what if I grew them vertically? A simple one-piece trellis can be secured against a sun-facing wall or strong fence. Plant your squashes the same distance apart that they would grow at if left at ground level. Once your squash has put on growth, gently weave the shoots onto and into the trellis. Soft plant ties and strings can help steer wayward stems in the right direction. Most squashes will then produce tendrils that will grip their supports like a mountaineer. Grown this way, they'll need more water and fertilizer than normal. It takes more effort to, literally, take up the nutrients. What about that heavy fruit? You'll need to support it. The best way is to make a sling with old pantyhose, tie it to the trellis. I'll have more information and pictures on GardenBite.com. Check out my Garden Bite Facebook page and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. Find Garden Bite on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Gardeners know that the key to a healthy garden is to start with a healthy foundation, and that means great soil. That's why I use Creekside Soils everywhere I plant, even on my lawn. Go to CreeksideSoils.com to find your local retailer, and remember, gardeners who know use Creekside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.